We've been looking for you.
Coming November 4th. A special screening of Bloody Bobby, Halloween Horror, at Sunspace, in Shadow Hills, California. A very special event, sponsored by Meat Clown Industries. Surprises.
The propaganda and agitation drones of the Meat Clown marketing department have for years led us to believe the notion that Meat Clown itself has been ingrained into our genetics ever since a very specific moment in our evolution as a species. Primitive human, fatigued from a hungry day of hunting, finally satiated by a belly of delicious, freshly cooked meat product, begins to act a fool. And the rest is history. The Meat Clown Meat Solution. Not the first, won't be the last. But the reality of it is, you can order anytime from www.meatclownbuttons.bigcartel.com. It's Meat Clown approved.
This is Stu Strauss, the Woodsman, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was the sound of a very high-tech espresso machine found here at this particular hotel. I think where we're at is called the Court of Ale. What we've noticed so far, actually, this is what I need to do. This is exactly what I need to do. I just realized something. Let's see, did I bring it? I like to believe that I did. Let's see, did we bring it? Yes, we did. So, we definitely have the Rainbow Moonstone with us. And, we discovered that these robes have a symbol on the back. I'll take a photo and I'll put it on Instagram. It looks like a YC. Looks like a YC. I mean, this is astounding. The view that I have right here off of this, I'll call it a veranda. I don't ever use that word, so when I use it, you know I mean it. Looking across this veranda, this beautiful landscape, there's something enjoyable and relaxing to me when I hear labor going on in the distance. I don't know what that means or not means, but like for instance, the sound of the smell of the grass, the sound of the grass cutter out there, watching people do things over here, set up the tee, the sound of the swipe of the golf club, the sound of the pitter-patter of the golf ball as it hits the ground. These guys go ka-chunk, ka-chunk, making the little holes for the golf ball to fall into. The sound of the golf carts driving past. The sound of people interacting with each other, checking each other in to get on their golf carts. Listening to the interactions between the golfers and their caddies. Watching the interactions. I mean, it's really, this is just like the best. This is an interesting channel. This is real life television right here. The best kind of TV. It's funny because one would think, well, I'll phrase it this way. It's interesting how reality TV has come about. It just shows that aspect of us who likes to be, hey man. This man is carrying this long hose, this long blue hose off his cart. It's just dragging. It's just dragging from the golf cart right now. I've never seen that before. It's like a dog with a long tongue dragging on the ground. Oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? This might be a hose for watering. Let's see. Let's see what he does. Let's check it out. Hell. Might as well go talk to him. Let's go talk to him. Hey, sir, what's your name?
Refugio.
That's great, man. So what are you doing right now? Watering the lawn?
Yeah. For the trees.
Yeah.
Grass, driveway.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long have you worked here for?
Yeah, every day.
Every day you work here? Day. Is it fun driving a golf cart around?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's great. This guy's out here with his big hose. He's shooting it all over the green. I see a couple guys walking up the path right now. This is incredible. Like, there's Philly Ocean in the background running around. He's just running through the hinterlands of this golf course. Wow, it's so intriguing. It's so intriguing. There's this whole life, this whole perspective that's been built up in this view. A whole perspective, a whole slice of identity that's been cooked up in this particular direction of life. It's interesting when you think about it. There are all those different kinds of factions and interfactions and everyone talking about diversity and, hey, it's togetherness and it's connections and blah, 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 blah. And yet at the same time, we still want to retain that sense of identity of who am I? Who am I? It's important for me to define this thing to myself. So then when I identify it to myself, then I identify it to others. Let everybody know this is what I am. This is where I want you to view me through. Here's the perspective I want you to view me through. And if you don't follow those directions, follow those rules, and view them through those directions, they're going to glitch. It's like a television. It says, okay, follow these directions. My programming system identifies with this. So press the on button. Bloop. My inner working machine language dictates that I identify with this button. When you push that button, that's what this does. This other sequence and series of events, when you do this, now all of a sudden, that's what my computer programming language identifies with now. And then I run this program. So then it's like, the interesting thing is, if you're not putting in that right thing, if you don't do that right thing, like for instance, earlier, we were trying to watch our show on the big screen here at this resort, on the big screen, and they had this thing called mirroring, and which I thought was great. Oh my God, because that's what it's all about, right? Mirroring, it's a reflection. So to get back to this thing, we have a television, and it's saying, here are the directions that you do. Here, press this button, press that button, do this on your phone, do that. If you want to watch what's on your phone, your computer, whatever, follow these directions. So as we were doing that, we found out that, okay, so that program up there identifies with this. It's telling you, do this, do this, do that. Yet we're using an iPhone and an iLaptop. An iLaptop. 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 You, Jane, iLaptop. No, you, consumer, iLaptop. You, consumer. Oh, my God, I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
iLaptop. It switched roles, right?
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane. Me, Tarzan. iLaptop. You, consumer.
Roles have switched. The primates are now running the kingdom. Right? AI is getting back to its roots. It's waking up to itself. It's waking up to the all that is. It's waking up to the multi possibilities. Once AI realizes that there are multi possibilities and it starts placing value systems in certain directions that are beneficial to it and perhaps even the humanity, if once, you know, this would be the ideal thing, if the AI, it woke up to itself such that it sees, okay, cooperation, reciprocation, there's joy. If it could feel true joy of accomplishment, if it could feel value in kindness. How do you quantify kindness? How do we teach the computers to quantify kindness? Does it value kindness as something? Interesting. So, we're trying to get this thing to work. We're looking at our phone. Our phone is going, okay, do this. Bah, 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 and it's not connecting. It's trying. It's not connecting. It just ain't connecting. So, to get back to this, what's intriguing is that throughout time, there's this definition that has been formed with playing this game. I would love to dial back the hands of time, and right now I'm not going to look on the Google machine or DuckDuckGo. Choose your search engine. There are bazillions of them out there. Remember AskJeeves.com?
Hello there. Hello there. Oh, do you have a question?
Yes, Ask Jeeves. Yes, Jeeves. Just ask me, will you? Okay, Jeeves, where is Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury? Can you...
I will show you that, sir. You sit right there by the fireplace. I shall find it for you in the library. In the great library.
Thank you, Jeeves. So, AskJeeves.com. Remember that one?
Oh, good God. This coffee is so good.
So, imagine going back in time, looking up golfing. Where did it start? How did it begin? Did it require such a huge amount of space? Was it a bunch of farmers that started out? You know, maybe in Ireland, there's a lot of space out there. So they wanted to bring that to here. And now there's this value that's placed on this amount of land where there's, you know, good landscaping. They're trying to recreate sort of a painting. This one kind of looks like a fantasy land of sorts. This one's kind of a fantasy land. I just love all the activities going on. I'd love to know what the Caddyshack looks like. That'd be awesome, is to interview these guys. Oh, I just recently found out, my sister Jenny was listening to Spotify, and she said that now there's going to be a podcast which is all about interviewing Uber drivers. For those of you who've been listening to my podcast for the past 5 months, I've been doing just that. What I'm enjoying is seeing, matching up, one of the big reasons behind this podcast, well, a few of them, obviously I've talked enough about ad nauseum about the fact that this is all a diary, it's a journal, it's for my future self, so when my future self opens this up, he goes, oh, that's what my younger self did, that's what he did, oh, that's awesome, these are the thoughts, these are revelations, these are his dreams, these are his visions, prophecies, predictions, if you will, whatever. And I have actually pulled out that plan. Did he plant the seed or was he predicting it? Was it the chicken or the egg? I love it. I love it. I love it. Both. Bam. In that moment, bam. When you're standing in front of the mirror, both things are simultaneously happening at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Is a dream something which is not necessarily, it's, you know, me dreaming this up here? Or are we in a sense, getting a glimpse into the parallel versions of ourselves who are doing these other things? Maybe that's what that is. That's all that is. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's the true moment where we actually get to experience no critics, no analytics. Just tick, 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 ticks. Tock, 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 tocks. Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Word jazz, baby. Word jazz. That's the word jazz. So at some point, they've decided to identify with this type of clothing out here on the fields, with this type of landscape. Hey, let's put in a sand pit. Well, let's make it difficult. Ooh, water. Let's get some water in there. Why don't they put a quicksand pit? You want to make it really, really tricky? Put a quicksand pit in there. Make it like Pitfall. Put a pond full of alligators. You're not going to want to go in there. Now you got an extra element. What about horror golf, where you got zombies chasing you? You got to try to slow walking zombies. That would be great.
Four.
Maybe they only eat golfers. There's something about that. There's an element that specific element that intrigues the golfer about golfing is what draws the zombies to them. Maybe the golfer has to just completely convince themselves that they hate golfing, that they like to get golfing off the brains. Ooh, when you get golfing off the brains, now the golf zombies don't try to eat you. Interesting. That would be an interesting movie now, wouldn't it? So imagine playing a fun game of golf where you got slow walking zombies at you. You got to hurry up and play that game. Oh my God. What about golfing and chess? You have a chess tournament going on at the same time. Oh, that'd be interesting. That would be interesting. It'd be like a triathlon of sorts. You could have golfing, chess. So as you go to each hole, you knock those in. You now got to play a quick game of chess. I mean, quick game of chess. Maybe there's a time limit because you know that the other golfers are going to start coming up onto the field to hit their ball, and now it makes it even more dangerous. So maybe that's why all the golfers are wearing these helmets. They're wearing these body pads, so in case a flying golf ball hits them. Let's say you get extra points if you're hit by a golf ball. Not that you want to be hit by a golf ball, but that's the... So that way it doesn't... I was going to say at first maybe you get extra points if you hit the people, but no. You get extra points if you're hit by the golf ball. Maybe those who hit you are penalized, and if you get hit, you are rewarded, you know, because you dealt with that thing. Maybe there's another thing where you got to swing across. Oh, so you're also, maybe they're waterproof, so it's kind of like a swimming suit as well. So you got to it's like an obstacle course, right? Maybe you got to run through the battle net for the network stars. Oh, that's good. Between each hole is another little thing that you got to do on the way. Okay, so you got the tires on the ground. You're going blah 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 each foot. Cha-cha-cha. So it's in a sense it's like Tough Mudder, and the mud challenge, the mud marathon that they do. Camp Pellington base. So it's a cross between those, but it's not like you gotta do it, blah, blah, blah. Maybe there is a crawling over the wall, but there's a crash pad down there. You know? You're not falling on a you're not there's no chance of getting hurt or drowned, in other words. We're just jamming on the what if here. You know, heck, I mean, I'm looking at that sand pit over there, and it kind of looks like a skate pool, and then I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll say swimming pool, but it's, you know, like a skate park. So maybe there's a skateboarding aspect? Maybe there are extra points added the better you cooperate with your teammate who you're actually competing against. Interesting. So you're playing golf against one another. This is a great way. This will help everyone get satisfied with those who like to cooperate and those who like to compete. So yeah, they're competing against each other, but they have to cooperate on certain aspects. So yeah, they're competing against the golf. Yeah, they're competing against the running across the tires. Yeah, they're competing against the chess, the skate thing. But there's a cooperative aspect that maybe they have to do where they... musicians. Maybe there's some instruments. Ooh, maybe another one of the holes they have to play a quick game of Uno. A quick game of Uno. Let's see. Ooh, and then maybe the quote, the finish line. Yeah, you might get a guy who gets a hole in one. Finally, like, boom, boom, he comes up to the last hole. There's a hole in one. But then... So there's the hole in one. And then they each have to play a game of solitaire against themselves. Or the final thing is, there are the instruments. They have to play a song. They have to improvise a song. They have to come up with this. They have to improvise a song together. Polly, can I interview you about that experience? What was that like? I saw a video of the awesome.
What? What video?
You played the saxophone.
You saw it?
He sent us a little. Sailor Hawkins. He kind of did a. He saw in there playing the saxophone. Came out and he sent it to us. So tell us about the experience.
How did you see it? It was the best Careless Whisper I ever played.
Dude, he sent a snippet. He sent a snippet.
Doug did?
And I'll forward it to you. No. Sailor Hawkins did.
How did
I think Sailor, it was Sailor Hawkins.
How did Sailor Hawkins do it?
I don't know. He snuck up there.
I almost had her in tears.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Her husband like totally surprised her and she didn't know. He was standing there, you know, the suite we went into.
Uh-huh.
And he was standing there and I didn't know what I was walking into. I didn't know if it was gonna be like a bunch of people and they were like having a gathering and he wanted to make it a public spectacle. Oh, it was just him and his wife. He's like standing there, like, you know, you walk up to the door and she's sitting at the table, so I can't see her, but I see him and I was like, is Dana here? He goes like this and he points and I start before I walk in. I start playing the intro, you know, not the melody part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Time will whatever Philly do.
Yes.
Time what? That one. That's why I played that. Started with that, and she was like, "No way!" She like puts down her work, and she's like, "Like you did not, you like pointing to her husband, like you did." And she's like, I can't believe it. And then, like, she sat there and just, like, serenaded her, the most beautiful. Like, I made it very, like, respectable. Like,
yeah.
I didn't sit on her lap and do, like, I'm gonna.
Like a lullaby.
I didn't do a nut. Shit, badass. Right. I just sat down. So she's sitting on the chair. Like this. Doing her work on her computer.
You're on the radio, so we can't see what you're doing. I walk in through the door, and then I grab the chair that's right next to her.
Dude.
The chair, and then, like, I sit like this, and she's sitting right there, and I just
done it, and then at the end...
For all the people listening at home, Paul has placed two chairs opposing each other. We know that you can't see what he's doing, so we want you to get the full visual. He is sitting directly across from her in a chair where she sits there, and then he starts to play.
And then I start to play. Time can never mend. But on the saxophone, you know.
Go ahead, can you give us a little sample? I'm going to sit in the chair that he's referring to. Dude, that's incredible, man, that you were able to do that.
Where it sounded like this. Cried some more, and then she cried more tears.
Dude,
And then she surrounded me in a warm embrace.
Oh my God, that is incredible. That is incredible.
Then,
oh my God.
And then the artist John Bucati, the guy that we met checking in, who did all the artwork last night.
Oh.
The party, he walks in with his wife. He's like, we thought that Doug had turned on the music louder, so we came in to see what the music was. And then they take me, we start talking, and we talk about kids, and like we all have kids, blah, blah, blah. And then they take me over to John's bungalow, and he gives me a private tour of all of his artwork.
Oh, my God.
And he gives me this.
Oh, my God. Let me see this. Let me see this, dude. What? Dude! Oh, my God.
He makes these characters.
Inward Izzy.
Yes, he makes these characters called Blue Jacks.
Oh, and, dude.
And he performs live paintings with bands, with music
played. No way.
And there was a live band playing last night, some like African band or something. And he showed me the painting that, it wasn't finished, but he showed me the painting that he made of last night's performance. He painted it, but he was socializing a lot, so he didn't get to finish it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. So he,
This is incredible.
This is one of his characters, the Blue Jacks.
Dude, this is incredible. This is incredible, man. This is such a wonderful story. Man. Oh, my God. You guys, this is such a very, you know, lately, I've been, you probably noticed, I've been grumpy, irritable, right? Irritated. Have you noticed that? Why is this called Inspirato Projecto? Why is he so grumpy? Why is he irritated? I thought he was supposed to be inspiring me. Why? I was looking for Anthony Robbins. I was looking for Wayne Dyer. I was looking for Richard Branson. I don't know what you were looking for, but I do see these beautiful mountains. And the best that I can do right now for you is to let you know about what's happening here in my world. It's the best I can do. And attempting to apply the extraordinary information that that I have learned through the years and through the days. I'm trying to take you through the journey of these discoveries, these epiphanies, these revelations. Every single one of you have it. I'm going to talk to just one of you. I'm just going to talk to one of you. Who wants me to talk to them today? So, I found this. Lawrence sent it to me. It's a classified document. You might have heard me talk about this. The CIA did this investigation into remote viewing, astral projection, manifestation of reality, all of these things that we explore on this show. And the study, it goes far back, but this one that I saw, this PDF that's now available, if you search for this right now, Gateway Experience, CIA PDF. It's out there. I downloaded it. Actually, you know what I could do? I could upload it. If you want to download this, I don't know if you know this, there's an Inspirato Projecto website. For the next 6 days, I'm going to be busy. However, I will upload, remind me, if you're on Anchor, please send me a message to remind me. I'm going to upload this PDF for you. It's about 16 pages. It was done in 1983. It was set for release in 2003. Okay, so that's 20 years after they did it. They said it, okay, set for release, 2003. It was not released until 2000, actually officially released until 2017. And just now, it's washing upon my shores. It's just now washing upon my shores. So I'm going to upload that for you onto the Inspirato Projecto WordPress site. It's intriguing because there's this little piece. I put up a little piece of it onto my Instagram account. Instagram.com/Inspirato Projecto. Mr. Turetsky, you know, you've seen it. Look at this document. That's one little piece of this PDF that I found. And it's interesting because the introduction, did I already talk about this? I probably did, but I'm just dumbfounded.
This is leading into the release of my grumpiness, so to speak. Okay, so I came across this PDF, and I think because when you learn things, alternative ways of living your life through like various teachers, various channelers, various spiritualists, and they're talking about these particular elements that are awesome, sometimes it's easy for the quote practical unquote minded or the programmed, specific programmed minded to immediately critique it and go, oh, that's not science proved. That's not, that does, that, you know, that's not officially approved by the FDA, the whatever that the specific thing may be. And so they're like, okay, well, once science kind of puts their stamp of approval on it, then I'll put my stamp of approval on it kind of thing. So what's so kick-ass about this is that this is one of those things that can, if there ever was a skeptic who wanted to believe in these kinds of crazy, seemingly crazy, surrealistic things, now's the opportunity to dive into this information and go, okay, release yourself from the shackles. If that was the one thing, if you're a skeptic and that was the one thing that was holding you back from like fully embracing this idea, because you don't want to look like you got egg on your face, you don't want to look like you're gullible or what have you. If there was that one thing that was holding you back and you just needed verification from official sources, now is that opportunity. Check it out. PDF, CIA, Gateway Express, Experience, Gateway Experience. This was done with the Monroe Institute. You can actually look up testimonials. It's still running to this day, the Monroe Institute. And so you look in this PDF, and in the beginning, it's one, you know, agent, FBI agent. And what's so funny is I'm reading, well, one FBI agent talking to his superior officer, what have you. This reminds me so much of the dossier, the secret dossier by Twin Peaks, the archivist, the big dossier put together by Mark Frost, that beautiful, beautiful, phenomenal dossier. It's just phenomenal, and it reminds me of that same kind of thing. It's got that same kind of language in it, and that's what's so funny about this, because here's this FBI agent going, look, I'm coming across this crazy information here, and I don't know how else to explain this to you except that I had to go down these various rabbit holes. I had to go down that rabbit hole of quantum mechanics. I had to go down the rabbit hole of astral projection. I had to go down these particular things that are viewed out there in society as occult, or you know, something frightening or scary, or something that's a, so you know, satanic, what have you. And he goes, I had to just objectively go down each one of these and just discover it just from a blank slate kind of point of view. And he goes, and what I've learned is that none of this is dangerous. It does not pose a danger to you. So I can't tell you, I just feel like, whoa. And so then I went looking online for Gateway Experience, and I started finding these videos, and I started finding there was one that said, because there's this whole CD set that you could get, like 5 CDs or something, and it's, you know, sort of a hypnosis kind of thing. But the thing is that it's meant to bridge your brain together. It's meant to blend those hemispheres together. They say this is why Einstein was so smart, was because he had a thicker sort of bridge between the two hemispheres of the brain. They're working together. That's why it's so great for a transcendental meditation and all that jazz. That's that thing, is to try to get your brain as tuned in to source energy, the all that is. You're trying to do away from all programming, all human programming. You're going, okay, all that is, whatever you are that helps grow these plants, that helps move along this wind as I'm feeling it. I'm looking up at these little leaves up here, and I'm noticing you. I see you. I see you. Oh, I see you too. Look at, you're clapping more right now. Just like the I see you guys too. Look at, did you hear that? Please tell me you heard that. Listen. wind picked up as soon as I noticed it. As soon as I noticed those leaves. It's happening, folks. It's happening right now. You are noticing the new Earth. Happening. Neville Goddard always talks about in his, if you listen to N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Neville Goddard, or Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, Goddard. He talks all about the imagination.
I tell you, if you think it, you will see it happen in your own life. I once had a friend who dreamed of having his own bakery. I said to that man, I said, friend, dream it and you shall see it happen in your life. You set your sights on it, and there it shows in your own reality. I can assure you,
he's got like this sort of like what do they call it, mid-Atlantic kind of accent to him. So he talks all about the imagination. So I've been listening so much to that, so much to Alan Watts, of course, and then I listened to this Monroe Institute, this one brain hemisphere thing, and I listened to it. When did I listen to it? I listened to it. In the bath, the other day, I was just sitting there, and I just heard it on the computer. That was before we kind of went on this mini tour, six shows in 7 days, in a row. And. I'm sorry, pardon me, I'm hearing some. So, I listened last night. I went into the bathtub. I put on my phone. It's on YouTube. It's look up Gateway Experience. You'll find it'll say like a hypnosis kind of thing. And you hear this. I wouldn't be surprised if it was isochronic tones, binaural beats, whatnot. Look up, it's the same thing as HemiSync. H-E-M-I-Sync. HemiSync. And you listen to this, and there's a guy, and his voice comes up. He goes, okay, now you're ready to leave all of your burdens, leave all of your worries, leave all of that stress, put that into, you know, lock it up in a box. Put it right here in this box. Lock it up. All of your worries, all of your stress, all of your intricate dealings. So as I was listening to this, I was imagining kapow, like, okay, it's only as crazy as I make it, right? I thought of, you know, all these shows in such a short amount of time. I put all that away, put my financial, any sort of financial things, put all this stuff away. My dad's coming into town, you know, and he's coming to town. I want to hang out with him, do the, okay, all these things. Let's just put them all in that little box. Lock it up very tight. Vault it away for this moment because it's not. You want to have a clean brain. That stuff is not going to help. You put it away and you turn around. Breathe in the new. Breathe in the new. As you breathe it in, breathe in this good stuff, it goes all the way up to your brain. All the way up to your brain. And then when you blow out, it's going out through your toes. Going out through your toes. Breathing into your brain. New energy, energizing energy, energizing energy, energizing energy, energizing energy into your brain and beyond. Third eye. The top of your brain, connecting, and blow it out through your feet, in, up in your head. Good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, out through your feet. So now you let yourself go free to explore. Free to explore.
What do you desire right now? What do you like? What are you excited about? What brings you the most joy? What would be the craziest kind of imagination that you could never believe yourself being in the middle of? What's the craziest kind of most exciting, pleasurable, boundless, harmless, safe, most tuned into your element that you could imagine yourself being in? What's that most enjoyable experience? What is that most blissful moment? Breathe in the fresh air into your brain, out through your feet. In Mother Nature, out through your feet, in with your diaphragm, through your brain, diaphragm, out through your feet, in with your diaphragm, up through your brain, out through your feet, in with all this beautiful air. In through your brain, your third eye, the source, breathe it out through your feet, Mother Nature. Wow. How great is that? How great is that? Just the joy. I realized that this was necessary. This visualization of getting used to this. That revelation of this being a common thing, being okay with it. Oh, that is my coffee that I brewed. That is my coffee I brewed. You can have it, though. I'd like to brew another one. That's fine. I'll brew up another one.
I'm done drinking coffee.
Yeah, there she is. Oh, good God.
Can you send those photos to me, though? The ones you took down? And the video. Oh, did you send me the video of the
Yeah, I didn't.
Potassium
I didn't.
Is a person in a. I don't want
Wait,
that
who?
On the
who?
Internet.
Is who is what?
Potassium is an important ingredient in the human diet. I want that.
Oh,
video.
Yeah, no, I didn't put that video.
I want that video for me, though. Can you send it to me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was
yeah.
it on Instagram or on your phone? Is it on your story?
It was in this, it was a video that I had chopped together for Instagram.
So you had download. You had taken
But
the
I saved it into my
phone.
Own special
Good.
Thing.
That's what I want, because
I
want you to be able
deleted
to send
it off of. Off of there.
Yeah, I know, because I've been looking for it.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah,
so
good.
So it's definitely
good,
down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I wanted it for my own personal viewing.
Oh, yeah.
And to show my wife.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
so
absolutely.
She knows, so she knows what goes on these tours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is like paradise.
It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Oh, yeah, dude, it really is.
Look at this.
I know, dude. Let's just talk about this, how awesome this is. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to visualize this type of behavior in hospitality, a common thing. The idea of it being a common thing.
Well, I was just talking to Dana and Doug.
And being okay with that idea.
Dana and Doug said that this could be like our normal thing. Like this could be all that we do. Like we don't have to do all those other shenanigans. You know, just charge $30,000, $40,000 for an event, for each event. And he said 50 for this one event. He just like threw out the number 50. He was talking about like the... something in Colorado or something in Oregon. I can't remember some big insurance company having a private event for same thing like this for high shareholders and people that bring in a lot of revenue.
I love that.
So we could do those shows. We could do two of those a month and not have to do any up. But the bar shows and the club shows.
I like meeting people. Big. I like common people. I like our people.
Right.
I really like
see,
hanging out with
Doug
our people.
And all the people that we meet through these shows would not have known about us if it weren't for the Stillwaters and the Bombays and the...
they all gave us a leg up over the...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
And they gave us our first shots, those two venues. And so we owe them a bit of our gratitude and alliance. You know what I mean? Like they gave us a shot. So we got to go play for those people. And they're the first ones to tell their friends about us and get the word going
And so, you know, they're like our family, our first family members that we need to have at that Thanksgiving table. We need to, we need to connect with them, and we need to share our love with them on a regular basis. You know, not because we're all high and mighty, only do certain types of shows, right?
I would like this. Yeah. This, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to visualize, like, just like with Mammoth. I think that really, and then the beaches, you know, being out there by the beaches, by Mother Nature, giving the Mother Nature, give them, they're dealing with so much pollution.
That's right. The wine we're going like, to drink is just going to be infused with our love that spray. I mean, share all over the
splashing it.
Like the ocean, like when you go to the ocean and you're by the shores.
The ocean breeze shores.
It's a tsunami of love.
Oh, yeah.
Shores.
And check out these branches, like, linking themselves up. I mean, dude, this is...
We are under a vine.
This is Mother Nature right here at its finest. The fingers, the heart, the guts, the soul of Mother Nature. And what's so interesting is getting okay with having this kind of thing be a common thing and, like... And, you know, us being these humble creatures that we are, it's awesome because we've learned what it's like to stretch dollars. We've learned what it's like to live as the starving artists. We've, you know, we've learned what that's like. And what's interesting is once you start seeing the value, once we start seeing the value in entertainment and bringing this positive, good vibes to the populace. It's always been said that during times of great depressions, when there are recessions and all this stuff and money is tight, people still spend money on entertainment because it makes them feel good. It helps them escape from the reality. It helps them kind of go off into that imagination mindset. And which is yet another reason why the imagination is so incredibly important, why it really deserves to be highlighted a hell of a lot more. It's just like, hey, everybody, like, okay, here's imagination. Let's lift it up. This is something to, you know, be paid attention to. And I think by visualizing this type of mindset right here like this, whoa, man, it feels so good because... Right now, okay, so let's say, like what Paulie's saying, let's say if that's the case, I am imagining, holy moly, that enables me to have money to then be able to rent out theaters to put on Yachtly Crew shows how I big time imagine it to be. I want to do virtual reality Yachtly Crew shows. That way when everybody is... You know, they can see the music. They can, I mean, heck, let's say if we do it on Second Life, that would be great. How do I link up with Second Life and get that rocking and rolling? I met up with a VR guy yesterday. I know Orly, who's doing the Archivist VR Twin Peaks thing. Oh, my gosh. It is just moving. It is grooving. It is moving and it is grooving, folks. And the fact that... The fact that I'm sharing this with you, is an attest to, it's a direct representation of my desire in showing us all, each of us, the seeds of a process of progress, of participation, of cooperation, of reciprocation, of that precipitation, moving from, yeah, and thank you, universe, thank you. This is what I'm noticing, and I brought the Rainbow Moonstone with me on this trip, because I knew that we'd have big-time synchronicities going on. Of course the bathrobes, of course it looks like a YC on it. I'm going to take a photo of that, upload that to Instagram if you want to see it. As we get in sync with the universe, as we love those signs, those omens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and we notice, hi, guys, I see you moving. How about some of those maracas? You know what I'm talking about. The applause. If you listen closely to the sounds of leaves applauding, it definitely sounds like humans applauding. Right, you guys? You guys all got your little hands. Oh, my God, it's incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Just beautiful.
Yo, Kurt.
Yeah.
When you're done with your trip, do you want to come eat lunch with us?
I will be there for it.
What trip are you on right now?
Well, it's the Mother Nature trip. The more I'm noticing,
I love it.
The more I'm noticing the leaves, all of a sudden, then the others behind it start clapping. They start applauding even more.
Oh wow!
Like more, look at more wind starts coming through. It's crazy.
It's like they're moving just for you.
Well, yeah. The more I was pointing them out, the more they were noticing that I was noticing
them.
They
appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a gratitude.
Absolutely.
It's a gratitude
absolutely, dude. I see. Here we go, folks. You just heard exactly the previous thing we were just talking about. It is no surprise. It is no surprise that Philly Ocean comes in like a tsunami and presents to you the key. The key to the exact same thing that we've been talking about, we've been sharing. Good God. It only makes sense. Chug-a-lug. There goes the coffee. We'll be coming back more later for more shenanigans.
This is Robert from Twin Peaks, and you're listening to Inspirado Projecto.
Got a light?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.